Sure, humans can be a little weird at times, but take it from me, I'm a dog. And a person is about the best thing that can happen to a shelter pet. So if you want to learn how you can be that person, get down to your local pet shelter or visit theshelterpetproject.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Welcome to Pet World Insider, where we take you inside the world of pets, pet products, pet places, and share amazing pet stories. I'm your host, Robert Sumro. It is good to be in the pet world, especially here at Blog Paws 2014. So many wonderful things going on, as you've consistently heard me say it. But folks, it's true. A lot of great stuff. And you know what? We are joined by a wonderful person who does some great work in the pet world, Kelly E. Carter from the Jet Set Pets. Kelly, welcome to the show.
Thanks so much for having me, Robert. It's so much fun being here at Blog Paws. This is my first one, and the camaraderie to see all the different, you know, pet parents and dogs and cats and ferrets and birds and everything.
We had a capybara here yesterday.
I know, so my gosh. That was my first time seeing one.
Yeah. You know, you do so many wonderful and exciting things. Your site, the Jet Set Pets, a lot of great information there. You have now taking that to a whole new level. You've got a new book, The Dog Lover's Guide to Travel. Let's talk about that for a second, because that's really exciting.
It is so exciting. National Geographic published this book called The Dog Lover's Guide to Travel that features 75 destinations in the U.S. and Canada to vacation with a dog. And not just vacation, but really have a terrific petcation. It's not just about hotels to stay at and which hotels are going to pamper your pets the most, even though there is a lot of that in there, but also dog-friendly restaurants, the best beaches to go to. If you're going to the Hamptons, for instance, every beach has a different law. And so I took a lot of research to get every single beach or what their laws, you know, because summertime is here and you can't take your dogs to the beach during certain hours. But also with walking trails and wineries in California, which are the best dog-friendly wineries. You're going to Santa Fe, you're obviously going to want to check out the art galleries. So I let you know which art galleries to go to, which ones are dog-friendly. Finding out about really cool places in Savannah where you can actually take your dogs into art galleries too. The same in museums also. In museums in New York, there are some dog-friendly ones. So there's so much information to find out about traveling with a dog. So you don't have to leave your dog in a hotel room, but maybe you're going to a baseball game and you can't take your dog with you. The book will also tell you the best places to go for doggy daycare too.
Well, I love that. You know, we are seeing that so much more these days. So many more people traveling with their pets, taking the entire family, as I like to say.
Exactly.
So, I mean, I just think this is just such a great idea. As you were doing the research, did anything surprise you?
A couple of things surprised me. One was how friendly. Everyone knows Carmel by the Sea is like one of the most dog-friendly places. But I didn't know really how dog-friendly it was until I went there. And when you see big dogs, I have a little dog. My little Chihuahua is 6 pounds. So, you know, she can pretty much go anywhere. But to go out and see dogs, see Great Danes, German Shepherds, inside of bars, you know, inside of art galleries, it's amazing. But also, what really surprised me was some of the hot trends right now going on in places like San Diego and Denver and Dallas, where they're combining restaurants with dog parks, which is, to me, it's brilliant. It's just a great business model to have. You want to get a burger or something?
Fun.
Exactly. You want to enjoy outside, but, you know, dog parks are kind of boring for us. You know, certainly you can catch up with some friends or something, but you might want to have a beer, a glass of wine, lemonade or something. So now there are places that actually combine everything. Mutt's Canine Cantina in Dallas is one of my favorite places. They have the Ugly Dog Bar in Denver. Denver actually has quite a few places. San Diego, there are restaurants there that have little dog parks in them now. So I love to see how many business people are really realizing that pets are family too.
Yeah, it really is remarkable to see that evolution and that change in attitudes. And I think books like yours help point to the positives as well, saying, hey, look, you are going to be so at comfort, so at ease. And if we're at ease, our pets are at ease.
Exactly. And that's what, you know, when people talk about, oh, how do I know if my dog is ready to travel or something like that? And I advise people, be calm. If you're calm, your dog will be calm too. You know, I do tout products like Thundershirt, which is a great anxiety wrap, and which has the same effect as like swaddling a baby or something. But I know that I'm guilty of, when I get ready to pack for a trip, I'm suddenly rushing around the house. I'm slamming drawers. Things are going a little bit more frantic than they usually are. So Lucy's looking at me like, okay, what's going on? And so she's usually calm. I'm always calm. And so, but I do pick up the pace a little bit when I start packing. So I have to stop myself and say, okay, allow myself enough time to pack so I don't get my dog stressed out, as we get stressed out too when it comes time to pack and go to the airport. It's just a kind of stressful thing for a lot of us. But dogs keep us calm, can keep us calm during the whole process too.
I want to make sure, though, everybody knows where they can get more great information, because you have not only great information, but such a vibrant site. So let's make sure we give that out to the folks.
Well, thank you so much. I'm so proud of my website, and it's called thejetsetpets.com, thejetsetpets.com. Not only do I list a lot of information on hotels, but there are entrance regulations to 30 different countries. So many of us travel internationally with our pets, which is really easy to do. Lucy's been all over Europe and throughout the Caribbean and Canada and Mexico. I also list the pet policies for 40 different airlines, not just in the U.S., but international carriers as well. You can find all of that information, as well as a lot of news. And again, it's thejetsetpets.com. You must remember to put the article "the" in front of Jet Set Pets.
thejetsetpets.com. Love it. Folks, we are going to be right back with more great guests, great information, everything you want to be talking about going on in the pet world here on Pet World Insider after a few quick messages.
Are you a pet parent looking for a book that can teach you about dog nutrition, training, or other dog essentials? If so, look to Dogwise Publishing. Since 2001, they've been committed to publishing books by dog experts that improve upon the information available, emphasize humane training methods, share cutting-edge science, and proven solutions to make living with a dog more fun and enjoyable. Visit dogwisepublishing.com for more information on their extensive expert dog book releases and diverse dog book offerings. Again, that's dogwisepublishing.com.
SlimDoggy.com is a place to go to read about all things related to canine fitness, nutrition, and health. Be sure to download the Slim Doggy app in the App Store as well. With information on over 2,000 dog foods, it tells you how many calories your dog is burning and how much you should feed them to keep them healthy. Visit SlimDoggy.com for more information.
Imagine me, a dog, moving in with a human. I didn't know how it would work. Turns out, my human's pretty entertaining. For instance, every time I give my human his ball, he throws it as far as he can. And I'm like, dude, that's your ball. So I go get it. But he just throws it. Again. I gotta say, though, the more he does it, the funnier it is. I love my human.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
Hello, everybody. Robert Semro here with an important question for pet owners. Are you a Pet World Insider? If not, you should be. It's free, and Pet World Insider has a lot of great information for all types of pet owners. We have audio and video segments, as well as a library of great articles from pet experts to help keep you informed about the latest information in the pet world. Visit Pet World Insider online at petworldinsider.com.